We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, we were on vacation this last weekend, and we went up to Ohio to my wife's family reunions. We stayed in a hotel on the way there. And I noticed one thing as we were in this hotel is that the elevator etiquette has kind of been lost on people.
Uh-huh.
I can't tell you how many times we would be on the elevator and come to a stop and start to get off, and people would start just walking in.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay.
And that upsets me on two levels. One, it's rude. And two, the reason they have that rule, if you're not familiar with it, you're supposed to let the people who are on the elevator off before you enter, is because it makes logical sense, too. It's very hard for you to get on and off the elevator all at the same time. So if everyone who is getting off gets off, it clears and makes the elevator open so the other people waiting have room to get in.
They should have an entrance and an exit door. I really believe that.
Yeah. Or people could just not be stupid. But I would get so annoyed with these people because they just, it's like they're clueless. Either they're rude or they're dumb or both.
A lot of times, and I recently, on vacation, ran into the same thing with elevators. And the kids are the ones who just charge forward.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got the people who are trying to get off. And it, you know, it stumbles them up a little bit. But it's funny, the parents, that some of the parents that grab the child back and explain to them on the spot, no.
That's me.
Stop.
I do. It's called parenting.
Yeah.
And
what
so
is that?
That's I know it's really not heard of these days. I saw someone doing this in a store just the other day. There was a woman with like four kids, and one of them was throwing a ball, and it was knocking stuff over on a counter, and the lady at the counter who was working there politely just held the ball still for a moment. But they were really being obnoxious. And at one point, the woman kind of looked at us all and she was like, like, oh, this is just so hard. And I was thinking, well, you know, that's part of the job. You're supposed to not have your kids disrupt everyone else. You're supposed to parent them. Parenting, tough stuff. But anyway,
it's called what again?
Parenting.
Parenting.
We'll talk about that another time on the show. Right now, I want to focus more on this elevator thing. Do you guys, when you're on the elevator, do you like to talk to the other people on the ride with you?
No.
It depends on how many are in there with me.
Okay.
Now, if it's a full house, I'm not going to talk to anybody.
Right.
Is it my friend? Did I get on with them?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, strangers.
Then, okay. No. But are they already talking? Because sometimes,
Well,
I mean, sometimes you got people on that they're already talking. You get on, and like they've already had a conversation going. I'll jump in on that. Or if some people start to talk about something, I'll be more prone to talk.
Okay.
So
for me, it's more about my mood. Sometimes I get on and I'm like, wow, you know, thanks for blah, blah, blah. Or, oh, my gosh, those other people or whatever. But there's something to say and I'm excited to tell them. But other times I get on and you're just like, I'm just trying to get out of here. I don't like you. I don't like anybody. And I don't want to talk.
What's fun, and I've done it, is everybody tends to stand with looking towards the numbers.
Right.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And they look up.
Uh-huh.
Be the one who turns your back to the door and stares into the center of the car.
I like that, Heidi.
And it is so interesting.
Yeah.
The people that will look at you like, or others who will look at you just quizzically.
She's breaking the rules.
Yeah, it's like, what is she doing? It is just, it's too funny when you do that. Even your friends.
Even better than that, just stand in the corner like you're in trouble, like as a little kid.
Oh.
Just stand in the corner and don't turn around.
Yeah,
just,
I got that a step better. Okay. Stand in the corner, but almost like maybe you have walked up to a urinal. The people will definitely give you a little space if there's any chance that you might be using the elevator as a restroom.
or just, I think Cato actually did this one time. Press every single button.
Oh, no. Now, that is not cool.
It was a late night weekend. We were at the Hyatt, I'm sure.
Every single button. Oh, my God.
But how often do you actually get on an elevator? I'm sitting here thinking, the only one I've ridden in the last probably few years is right here in our building.
Oh, I'll go to the one at the Hyatt.
Hyatt
just to ride up in the because it's glass, you know?
Right.
And you get to see, it's fun.
Wow, Heidi acts like she's riding it like it's a amusement ride.
Yeah. Well, I don't like heights, and
hey,
so that
for
is
Heidi,
safest.
That is an amusement ride.
You want to head on down to the Hyatt?
Let's have a drink and go up in the elevator.
Yeah, and go up and down several times and waste a few hours.
But we go a lot. We go a lot of times to some of these water park resorts for the kids,
yeah,
and
sure.
It'll have three or four floors, and you're up and down the elevators a lot.
Great Wolf Lodge.
Yeah, that's what I'm referring to. Okay.
That's once a year, twice a year maybe.
Probably twice a year, but I mean, you stay for three or four days, ride the elevator.
There's tons of elevators.
When you're playing, when you're doing Wizard, whatever that thing is called, Magi Quest, you probably ride an elevator more that weekend than most people downtown ride one all year.
Yeah.
Okay. Because you were going up and down.
Downtown, I forgot. The Loft Hotel.
Okay, so.
Yeah.
I've ridden that
elevator. The parking garages have them, too.
Oh, Embassy Suites up on the roof.
We triple dog dare you to just stand in the corner today. Everybody riding the elevator. No, you know, and if someone sees somebody in the corner today just staring, they're going to go, oh, they listen to Hawk and Tom's
show. Or do what Heidi said and just turn and face the center of the car. Turn your back to the doors and face the center of the car.
It's so funny.
And if there's no one on there, just stand there and wait.
Or sit down. Sit down.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be
that
weird.
Would be kind of funny. Yeah. Just sit there cross-legged. Indian style.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.